Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Friday. You heard right, I said Friday, December the 27th of 2019. And I'm your host for this evening, as is always the case, the Miracle Man. And so glad you could join us tonight. I hope you all had an amazing Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. In my mind, it's still Christmas season for at least a couple more days, because I decided that with how late Thanksgiving was this year that I wasn't going to let it go for at least a few more days, like 3-4 days. Both of the local stations in this area that did Christmas music are still doing it. I find that kind of hard to believe, but last year, I know, for example, they both started in mid-November. Yeah, mid-November, which is what they also did this year. This year, well, and also last year, one of the two stations switched this Christmas music off at the end of the day on the 26th, going into the 27th. The other kept it on for another day. This year, they both decided to keep it on for another day, at least. I wonder if maybe they both did it so they can try to compete. Brittany, is that why you bet they did that?
Maybe, and Christmas is a little sooner this time, or a little later. Sooner or later?
Thanksgiving was later.
Thanksgiving was later.
They probably
pushed it back more.
They're probably both trying to compete. They're probably both trying to compete, I bet you, is why they did that. Needless to say, for one last time, there will be at least one Christmas song, maybe two. I haven't made up my mind yet. Still think we're just gonna go with the flow as far as that goes. But I feel like, you know, Christmas ends when the eggnog dries up. This was a real bummer that McDonald's decided for the second year in a row, no eggnog shakes. Because I tell you, I love me some good eggnog. So, so sweet, so tasty. Always feels like Christmas, you know, when you're drinking eggnog around the holidays. Now hot chocolate. I just wish there was a way to make it cool down instantly after it was made. And does anyone know of a hot chocolate that's like super caramely? Do you like a lot of caramel in yours, Brittany?
I don't really drink hot chocolate. I'm more of a coffee.
In my mind,
caramel in my coffee.
In my mind, though, coffee equals I don't like the taste of it. As they say, to each his own. But I personally don't like to drink it. So I don't drink it. But well, since I talked to you last, it's been a whirlwind with Christmas. I don't mean it in a bad way, by any means, but for Christmas, I went down to my parents this year. In the past, we've pretty much always went up to Cadillac at my grandpa's. This year we did not do that. It's still a good time. We watched some Christmas movies and had some good food, opened some gifts from Santa. So one thing Santa didn't give me that I wish he did, socks. Because I need some socks. At least I got a pair of socks. That's different. Also, it would have been nice if Santa would have given me a McDonald's gift card. But, hey, I didn't get one of those. I did get one to a place that in my mind might be better. Steak and Shake. Because you can never go wrong with a garlic burger, ever. They got other good things there too, but my personal favorite is the garlic burger. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have it any other way, I don't think. That garlic on that great bun, the garlic bun that they give you the burger on, it's just so tasty. That you can never go wrong with it. And you can get fries with it. And it's just $3.99 to get that burger with fries.
That's it?
Yep.
You drink too?
Nope.
Oh, you gotta buy your drink?
Yep.
That's the catch.
Of course! But it is what it is. It's like I said, though, it's a really good burger. You can get it at your local Steak and Shake. Find out more information on steakandshake.com. Closest ones on Lansing and in Auburn Hills, just outside of Great Lakes Crossing. Personally, I always prefer the Great Lakes Crossing one. I have no reason for Lansing, not one. You don't have family over there, don't have, and in my mind, it's out of the way. Because I'm much more of a Flint, Detroit type person. And then up north in the summer. But I want to talk to you about this awesome book. It's called Rivers of Miracles. A book written about me and the story of a mother who never gave up her faith. The story of a God who she could not see, but she believed in thoroughly. And I'm so grateful that my mom never gave up. She hasn't given up yet. I believe 2020 is the year for 2020 vision. For me. I think it's going to, 2020 is going to be a great year. I know by God it is. And I cannot wait to talk about it. I don't know if I'm going to do it on Wednesday night or when I'm going to do it. Now, on Monday night, when we come back, I'm going to reflect on this year. Well, as it comes to the Miracle Man. And I think, and so, you ready for that? I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great night on Monday. Tonight, I want to look at Luke 3. We're going to look at what all happened there. Jesus after his birth. We're still going to sing at least one Christmas song tonight. And we've got sports to talk about, including the last game of the season for the Lidowns and your college football playoff picks, your CFP picks for tomorrow. Is that team to the south going to beat Clemson or not? Is LSU going to beat Oklahoma? Or is Oklahoma going to find a way for an upset? All of that will be coming your way as we go throughout the night. Now, a little bit more about some things I've observed through the holidays. Like today when I was out at the mall, there was, I'm going to say it this way, a decent amount of people there. I didn't say it was packed. No, I didn't. It wasn't really all that packed. Yesterday it was busier. But on Christmas Eve, man, I was at a couple of grocery stores. Man, I think those things might have been busier than the mall I was at. Literally. Have you ever heard that about Christmas Eve? That sometimes on Christmas Eve, these grocery stores literally seem busier than the malls? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, everybody getting their last-minute dinner stuff.
Yep. I bet you some people would wait until Christmas morning to go get some of that stuff if the stores were still open. Don't you bet some, a lot of them would?
Probably.
I can just about guarantee they would. They would just delay it as far as they can. Some people, that's just how they are. Because they want to go home and lay on the couch. Don't they?
Yep.
They just want to go, they just want to go take a nap on the couch and watch the next Christmas movie. Whether it be a Hallmark one or a I hope those Hallmark Christmas movies are streamable on YouTube. Some of them are, aren't some of them?
I don't know. I have Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus.
Forget that. What about just YouTube? I think everything should just be downloaded to YouTube and everyone can just stream it for free. In my mind, I always say, why bother buying it? It should just be on YouTube so you can just go watch it.
Only the world works like that.
Why can't it work like that? Why can't they just put it all up there and it not be taken down by the copyright police?
Because nothing in life is free. You got to pay for it. Or else they're not going to get paid for making it.
Well, if they should still be able to have the credit for writing it. But the songs get to stay up there. The songs get to stay up there. Then why don't the movies get to stay up there if the songs do?
I don't know. Not sure how that works. You have to pay for the movies, though. I don't know.
I think it should just be...
They make, like, YouTube TV.
I know they do, but still... You should have to pay for the right to not have ads, but I think if there's ads in it, the movie should be able to be up there. The whole movie, mind you. And not have it be altered, sped up, slowed down, any of that. Because don't get me wrong, I love me a good Christmas movie. We were watching A Christmas Story the other night. That was a good movie. And then Surviving Christmas. That was one I haven't watched in a while. I'll Be Home for Christmas. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch.
I didn't watch that this year.
I watched it like 6 times. The cartoon one like 6 times.
Not the how many times did you watch the regular one, the non-cartoon?
Like 6.
How did you end up watching it 6 times?
My daughter was obsessed with it once I showed her The Grinch.
Has she already watched it once after Christmas?
No, she doesn't ask for it. Going from Sleeping Beauty to The Grinch. You gotta watch The Grinch every day. We haven't yet, knock on wood.
Grinch. Why do you say knock on wood?
Because I don't want to watch The Grinch again.
Why not?
I've watched it 12 times already.
12?
Yeah.
Me?
I like the cartoon one. I like the other one better.
Yeah, that... The regular one.
Yeah. She likes the other one. She won't watch the other one. Unless I make her watch.
I hope all those Christmas movies on Netflix are still up there on New Year's Eve because I gotta watch another one. Because, like I said, listeners, I'm not letting it go yet. Because, as I said before, I like to try to drag that thing out. With summer, it's hard to do because, you know, they just shut everything down. But, you know, with Christmas time, it's a bit different. But, like I said, it's still... the most wonderful time of the year. But in my mind, it's kind of a rivalry between Christmas and summer being the most wonderful time of the year. The song says it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's about Christmas. But that could be any time of year. Maybe football season, maybe summer, maybe winter, January, February, March. Or as they really say it, January, February, Miracle March, awesome April. In regards to how much snow. In my mind, Miracle March should really be based on how many days can you go to 80 degrees or higher, or 70 degrees or higher. I will have some statistics for that when the time comes. I'm not going to get into that right now. I will say it has been a disturbingly long time since we hit 70 in March. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree, Brittany? Doesn't it seem like it's been a disturbingly long time?
Yeah, I think so.
7 years, that's pretty disturbing. I mean, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready. In my mind, we can just skip. We can skip January and February, right? Go straight to March. By the way, if there was a way to do that, you know what that means as a bonus? That means you're 2 months closer to Christmas. Figure that out, right? That means you're 2 months closer. That's less time you have to wait. Oh, but at the same time, Brittany, that means that's less time before you got to watch The Grinch again.
Right.
But who cares? Maybe you'll become The Grinch. That's funny. You literally watched it 12 times.
Probably at least.
But like I said, another one I really like a lot is Christmas with the Cranks. I never watched it yet this year. I try to watch a bit of this, a bit of that. Some Hallmark Christmas movies, even stuff like that. I just love it. And of course, my singing at church, singing the, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What amazing. Although snow-wise, and frozen precip-wise, it never really looked that much like Christmas. It never did. I mean, we got some snow on the 18th that amounted to about an inch, maybe an inch and a half. We got some snow, a little bit of flurries on the 11th, some snow on the 1st that amounted to about an inch. Got about 2 inches of snow for the month of December. Last year it was like, I want to say 0.7 inches. So, 4 of the last 6 Decembers, we have had 3 inches of snow or less for the month of December. One of them was like 0.2. Another, the next one, it was like 3 inches. That was, most all of it came after Christmas. In the winter of 16-17, you may remember this, Brittany, December was actually the snowiest month of the whole winter. By a long shot, remember?
Really?
Yep, and all of that snow came before Christmas.
Oh, I was so sad we didn't have snow.
I feel the same way. The first song, Christmas song I will be singing tonight, you can use this as a faith builder for next year. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Because we didn't have a white Christmas this year. Maybe in 2020, hashtag 2020 vision. One can dream, right? One can dream. This year was our second year in a row without a white Christmas. So hopefully next year we will receive our present, which is a white Christmas. Because I'd really like to have a white Christmas, to be honest with you. Obviously, as they say, you can't always get what you want. If you try sometimes, you get what you need. Some people may say, you know, do you need a white Christmas? Well, not necessarily. By the way, in Detroit, they had their second warmest Christmas since 1934. The warmest Christmas, as most of us probably know, many of us probably know, was in 1982. I knew that years ago, but for me, that was about 6.5 years premature. The coldest Christmas, as far as the day is concerned, was actually the year right after that, 1983. How do you go from warmest Christmas ever to coldest Christmas ever in the span of 1 year? How do you do that? How do you do that, Brittany?
I don't know. I'm not Mother Nature.
Nope, you're not. Of course you're not gonna know. That's probably a mystery that we'll probably all be asking Jesus about in heaven. Why did you make the Christmas of 1983 so cold? But why did you make an 82 so that nobody had a white Christmas? So can we just have it somewhere in the middle? High of about 32. Low of about 21, white Christmas, about 1.5 inches of snow, that it snowed on Christmas Eve night. And before that, no snow, no ice, at least that went to the roads, so that everybody can get everything done. And we can have ourselves and their little Christmas right there. Now, there are some things on the symbols of Christmas I never got to. I am going to get to those as well tonight. You want to talk to the Miracle Man? The best way to be a part is to call into the program. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. So when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken to the call screener. My assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then we will go from there. Now, I'm going to sing. Our first Christmas song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas
for next year,
just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen
to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children hear them listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna smile to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Oh, Lord, wash me so I can be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, I want to be perfectly whole. Lord, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the show tonight. Thank you for what you got. Did I hear you got a holiday Christmas pie? But anyhow, thank you, Jesus, for this great show, for these listeners who have decided to tune in tonight. Thank you. Your hand is on it. Thank you, God. We came to learn something about you tonight.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that your hand is upon us as we study your word tonight, to learn more about you, learn more about your ways, and I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, as I was saying, let's go to Luke 3. Praise God, Luke 3. And as they always, as we always say on the Miracle Man, we want you to study along. I pray, you pray. I sing, you sing. If I study my Bible, you go ahead and study with me. Praise God. All right. Luke 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip the Tetrarch of Syria, and Trachonius and Licinius, the Tetrarch of Abeli, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zemariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance of the forgiveness of sins, as is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, a voice of one calling out in the desert, prepare ye the way, word of the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, and the rough ways shall become smooth. And all mankind will see God's salvation. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, oh, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, out of those stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. And the axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none. And the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than what you are required to, he told them. Uh-oh. Then some soldiers asked him, And what should we do? He replied, do not extort money and do not accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly, and they were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come. The thongs of which sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. And he will burn up the chaff with fire that cannot be quenched. And with many other words, John exhorted the people, and he preached the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod, the tetrarch, because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. Now, this is the baptism and genealogy of Jesus. I'll talk to you about the baptism of Jesus for a few minutes. Verse 21 now. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized as well. And as he was praying, heaven was open. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in boldly form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Now Jesus himself was about my age, 30 years old, when he began his ministry. He was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph, the son of Helon, the son of Matthias, the son of Levi, the son of Matthias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esel, the son of Nagai, the son of Maas, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Joseph, the son of Joda, the son of Hanan, the son of Issa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Chaltale, the son of Mirai, then the son of Milai, the son of Adai, the son of Orsum, the son of Imanam, the son of Er, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, of Joseph, of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, of Meliah, of Mene, the son of Messiah, the son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, of Obed, son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, Ram, Hezron, the son of Perez. What? Son of Judah, the son of Jacob.
That's really cool.
Son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Jerah, the son of Nahor, the son of Tog, the son of Ram, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Methuselah, the son of Canaan, the son of Enoch, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. So what you saw there is, what you see there, listeners, is here's what you see. What you see here is the genealogy of Jesus. You know, every one of us have a genealogy. You know, like it turns out that way back in my genealogy, several hundred years ago, a couple hundred years ago, was John Adams. Somehow I was related to them. Somehow. On my mother's side. Now on my dad's side, it's Indian, but my dad's side, it's not blood. Okay, like I said, it's not blood. But anyhow, about this baptism, Matthew goes into it in more detail. But obviously Jesus had to be baptized. In it, Jesus basically goes to John and he says, I need to be baptized by you. Can you come to me? Before that, it says, in Luke, it says, what it says to me is, in Luke, it talks about the idea that in Luke it discusses this idea that John says, behold, one is coming greater than me, whose sandals I'm unworthy to untie. And he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Of course, referring to Jesus. And then Jesus goes and gets baptized. And when he's coming up out of the water, the Spirit of God comes down like a dove and lights up upon him. You know, after Jesus' birth, the next, after Jesus' birth, after him being in the temple, not as a teacher, but as like asking him questions, and when he got lost, I mean, when he was at the temple a few days, and his parents had to go back and get him. After that, the next record we have of Jesus is his baptism. After he was baptized, he that was when his ministry began, when he was 30. He ministered for 3 years as an earthly being. I'm so glad that Jesus is not a baby anymore. So glad that he isn't dead anymore, but he's alive and well. I'm grateful that he's alive and well in us, in heaven, seated at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to... Oh, man. I'm so glad to be a servant of the Most High God. I really am glad about this. And you know, about this whole baptism thing. Why are we baptized? We are baptized for the remission of sins. You know, you say, what's remission? Well, if you have been diagnosed with cancer or some other life-threatening disease, after you once successfully completed treatment in a certain amount of time, and they do tests and... What happened? How did that whole thing get knocked down? Why did he do that? But, listeners, like I was saying a minute ago, Jesus, and the reason we're baptized is for the remission of our of sins. And I was explaining, if you have been diagnosed with cancer or some other life-threatening disease, you'll be given treatment and you'll go through the protocol. After a certain amount of time, they find that it's not coming back, it'll be declared in remission. Remission doesn't mean gone. Remission means they can't find it. Now, the remission of sin, that means the old nature is still in there. So for a second, we'll just say that I'm a human being that was raised in a non-Christian home. I'm going to do a scenario. Now, this is not how it happened for me. We're just going to say, so I was raised in a non-Christian home. We'll stay here for a second. I'm raised in a non-Christian home. I grow up doing a lot of things that I shouldn't be. Having to deal with my mouth all the time. because of what's coming out of it. At a young age, yet much younger than I should, at an illegal age, I start smoking and drinking before I'm of age. Which, by the way, as a Christian, you should not be smoking or drinking, period. And I'm told at a young age that my liver is basically pickled due to my alcohol. And then suddenly I give my life to Jesus. Laborers are sent to me. And I get right with God. Over the course of time, I get into a church, a good spirit-filled church, and then I get baptized for the remission of sins. This remission means it's up to you. After you get baptized, you get to choose. Once you get born again, you get to choose. After the slate is wiped clean. Am I going to choose to be delivered? Or am I going to choose to keep drinking, keep smoking, keep using foul language, keep striking people, keep hurting people, keep getting myself into all kinds of trouble? Or am I going to choose to live for God and get that old flesh buried? Now, the old nature is still in there. You won't be able to kick out the old nature. Now, to this drunkard, that old, his former drunk, and smoker, and all the other stuff that I said, that nature is still in there. But we have to make no provision for the flesh, see. And my pastor said, when he got baptized, literally demons left him. Weights fell off of his shoulder. Literally. Now when I got baptized, I was a little 7-year-old boy who was at the age of accountability. We decided it was time for me to be baptized, and I got baptized, and it felt awesome. It really did feel awesome to me. Now, to some people, it doesn't always feel the same. It doesn't always feel the same for everybody, but to me, it was an amazing experience. It really was an amazing experience. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. I was glad that I get to be baptized for the remission of sins. And even though I was a 7-year-old kid, still had an impact, great impact on me. Now, the baptism of Jesus, I'm sure a lot of things were going through his mind at the time when he ended up getting baptized. by the way, you're baptized by the Holy Spirit. You won't just be water baptized. He baptizes with fire, too.
Because they baptized with fire. What do they do?
No, it's different. We do not light people on fire. No. I mean, it's different.
I've never seen that before.
It's in the spirit. It's not physical fire.
Okay.
It is not physical fire. It is different. It's all inner. It's not. Nobody gets lit on fire. So you're going to be like, oh my gosh, what do they do at your church?
They don't have people like walk on hot coals or something.
No, absolutely not. Like, how many people you want to hurt with all these burning coals? It's not that kind of fire. But Jesus baptizes with fire. For speaking in tongues and all that great stuff. Now, like, you get baptized at church. I got baptized with water by a human. But I know the Spirit of God came upon me when that happened. And it was an amazing experience. It really was. And I remember it was literally January 5th of 1997. Literally. Yep, January 5th, 1997. And like I said, it was a great experience. All right. Now, I want to take a few minutes to share with you about some of these Christmas traditions. Why do we do them? Candy cane. A candy maker in Indiana who was a man of faith, wanted to find a way to share his faith through a candy. So he created hard candy, and he inserted a J in it. The J was to represent Jesus. He also inserted a few stripes. The stripes in this candy represent the stripes of Jesus by which we are healed. Amen. And in this story, talks about how today it is an ornament that is hung on Christmas trees. It doesn't necessarily always carry the meaning that it was intended for. That's the candy cane. Christmas tree. What? What did you say? Did you say it's Christmas over? Well, in my mind, it goes on for a few more days. We are in the 12 days of Christmas, by the way. Now, the Christmas tree. Unless you took yours down already. Not me. The Christmas tree was put up by Christians so that people could find the home. People who were out in the cold, people who were in need of help, they could find. You know, when someone was going about outside and they were lost or whatever around Christmas, when they saw the Christmas tree, it was a sign that it was a Christian, God-fearing home. Because the lights that are on the Christmas tree represent the light of the world. As Jesus says, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. A city which is upon a hill cannot be hidden. Now, that was the Christmas tree. That was the candy cane. And the light. St. Nicholas. Now, Santa Claus was originally St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was a man many, many years ago. He had his certain suit. I don't know where in the world it got to be that he had a big belly or that he had all the milk and cookies or all the other stuff. I don't know where that got in there. The original St. Nicholas, he was known for helping the needy and the poor. He was also known for his generosity to children. To all the good girls and boys, to giving them a present. So yes, he was a real human. Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, was a real human. His name was Nicholas. He was a saint. Now, my hope is that as you went through Christmas time, my hope, to be honest with you, my hope is that you taught your children that the actual Santa Claus is a fantasy. Yes, he was a great man who cared about children. He gave presents. But this idea about the beard and the other stuff, this idea that he's actually going to come down from the chimney and drop the presents down from the chimney and then fly back up into that sleigh, that is fantasy. But whether you believe in him or not, it's up to you. We did Santa Claus, Christmas tree, Christmas lights, candy cane. There was something about wreaths too, but I forget. Now, presenting of gifts. Part of where we get that from is from in Matthew, which I read to you a couple different times this, as we went through the holidays. And in it, they presented unto Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's right, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All of which are rather expensive items. I remember at church one time, one kid got the, we were doing our little Christmas play thing. One of the kids, he meant to say frankincense, but he actually said frankenmuth. Isn't that pretty funny? He said gold frankenmuth, not frankincense. He said frankenmuth. Don't you think that's kind of funny, Brittany?
What?
He said frank, you meant to say frankincense, but instead he said frankenmuth. I don't know where that came from. Oh, yeah. He could have just said Frank. Gold, Frank, and Myrrh. That's what he could have said, but he didn't. but nonetheless, so they presented unto Jesus. And that's part of where we get the giving gifts to each other from. Obviously, the pagans have taken a lot of these things that are meant to be ours, but still our time. My hope is that you had a great Christmas, and if you're still eating those Christmas cookies and eating that ham, maybe the honey baked ham, maybe a Christmas honey baked ham. Lord have mercy. Sounds yummy to me right now. Doesn't honey baked ham sound good?
Oh yes, I love it.
Yeah. Did you have a nice ham for Christmas?
I did. It was delicious. It was so soft and juicy.
Oh yeah. I want one for New Year's Day. I'm gonna get my mom to get a ham because I like some nice ham on the holidays. I really do. Nice and salty, tasty. But I'm talking to it on the show. What was I saying about the ham? So juicy and tasty. Now the original Christmas dinner called for turkey and all that other stuff. But in my mind, that's basically the same stuff as you haven't had on Thanksgiving. So why have the same stuff for Thanksgiving and Christmas to eat?
We didn't even have a turkey this year.
What'd you have?
Just ham.
For Thanksgiving too?
No, Thanksgiving we had turkey and ham. For Christmas we just had ham.
I should have came and stole your ham. Boom, 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 boom. Hello, I want this ham.
No.
I've been like, yeah. I've been like, half of it?
Okay, half of it. Sure.
I'd be like, yep, I'm going to eat it.
You didn't have any ham?
What?
You didn't have any ham at all? You didn't have no ham?
Nope. I mean, everybody does Christmas different, but
right.
I don't know for next time. Next time I need a ham. I think Santa should just have a ham machine. I can just ask him to get it, and it can make any Christmas ham in like 3 minutes.
He just needs to leave a ham?
Yes.
By the tree?
I want him to leave me a ham by the tree next year.
It's like a magic ham that just cooks itself and stays warm.
Yeah. A nice big one.
Yeah.
With the potatoes. With a bunch of cookies, whatever milk and cookies you decided not to drink and eat. Another eggnog.
Now you're just getting greedy. Come on.
No, I'm not. Just the stuff I'm dreaming about. An eggnog that doesn't go bad. Because honestly, I wish there was an eggnog that never went bad. Because then, you know, eggnog helps you get, I think eggnog helps you get through the winter. The winter that we all despise so much.
I haven't even had any eggnog.
Eggnog, maybe that's like medicine to help you get through the winter.
I keep forgetting to buy some when I'm at the store. Now it's probably too late.
Oh, they better still have it through mid-January.
They should still have it?
I hope.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to Walmart tonight.
In the name of Jesus, they'll still have it. They better have it. Okay, I forgot that part, but I hope they do, because like I said, I just hope somehow they still have it. Not for me, I still got some, but for you, so you got some, because. Do you think one of those coolers in Target has it, or do you doubt it?
What, eggnog?
Had eggnog in it.
Probably.
You think one of them did?
Yeah, probably.
Did someone just say yes that they had it?
No.
Yep. Does eggnog ever go on sale that you've seen?
I don't know. I haven't even bought any this year.
In the past, has eggnog went on sale?
I don't know. I haven't bought any in a long time.
How many years has it been?
A really long time. I don't even know. Probably at least three.
Oh, at this point, listeners, I'm dreaming, just thinking eggnog, ham, yeah, potatoes.
You need a Christmas redo? Christmas dinner redo?
If only every place still had it for New Year's Eve. Where is there such a thing as a cookie outlet? A Christmas outlet like in Vertron or something like it that has all the unsold cookies, hams.
Oh my God, Bronner should have all that stuff.
I don't think they do.
I don't. But they should. They should have like a cookie station where they always like frosting cookies. You
know.
Like, hate frosting cookies.
Yeah, and hams, and eggnog.
Don't forget the ham and eggnog.
Yeah, and the potatoes. The stove that actually plays Christmas music, instead of just hearing all the other stuff, it plays Christmas music through a speaker, right? I heard that little sure. You either do or you don't.
I'm sure there's an Alexa and a stove somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure they make them.
So instead of listening to a cook, you hear Christmas music coming out of it. That'd be fun.
Alexa.
Hashtag 2020 Christmas version.
Then we can just Alexa, bake me a ham.
Because then it's not just hashtag 2020 vision, it's 2020 Christmas vision.
Right.
Hashtag 2020 Christmas, you know, dream big. I think if you have a vision, you should dream it now. By the way, all this dreaming, listeners, that's for next year. This year, the 25th came and went. I mean, on New Year's Eve, maybe the ham would be nice, but the rest of it, I'm thinking next year, because it's the 27th of December, but it's right time. And, you know, one can dream. Anyone with an open mind, you know, you have the vision, you have the thought. Now, the real 2020 vision I'm believing for is in my eyes, praise God. But I think you are going to see that big on Twitter and on Facebook. On Instagram, this 2020 vision thing, people thinking, looking ahead to the next year, or have you already seen it several times, Brittany, the 2020 vision? Have you already seen it several times?
I have not yet.
I imagine you're going to start seeing it.
I don't have Facebook and stuff, though.
You don't use any of it?
No, I have Instagram, that's it, but I don't have to post anything.
Have you seen it on Instagram yet, the 2020 vision?
No.
I imagine it's going to be trending in the next couple of days, don't you? Not just the 2020 part, but the 2020 vision part. But, you know, all fun aside, I think you're gonna next year is going to be a great year. I'm really looking forward to see what it holds. For the Miracle Man show, and for me, in my life. Next show, I'll be talking about what I think about this year and how it went. The show after that, I'll look ahead to next year, 2020. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight. Thank you that, you know, everybody learned something from this word, from this word tonight that we studied about you and your baptism And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for some sports. Tomorrow, you have the CFP, College Football Playoff, begins. You have that team to the south, the Bucks, taking on Clemson. In ATL, in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in ATL. By the way, Justin Fields just made a statement that I'm not going to say I agree. I'm not going to say I disagree. You can take it for what it's worth. He said all the best quarterbacks will play at OSU. I don't know how true that is. Maybe he's just saying that. Just something I was going to share. Now, when I look at OSU versus Clemson, I look at a Clemson team that has not played, they have not played one top 25 team. OSU has played several of these teams. Several. My prediction for tomorrow, low, high, and outside, 34. Son of Clementine, 26. 34-26. OSU will beat Clemson. Oklahoma versus LSU tomorrow night. This one is in California, and my prediction, when I look at this, I see two good teams. I see Oklahoma, who is a good team, but then I see LSU, who is like the number one team in America. And they took out Alabama, who will be playing Michigan on Tuesday. I will be talking about that game on Monday night, making that prediction. I will give no preview to what that prediction is going to look like because, listeners, I want you to turn into that program. If I give an idea, you won't listen. and I don't want to do that. So tune in Monday night. It's going to be a great show. So tomorrow night, on the other hand, for LSU, Oklahoma, my prediction is Lasagna State, 38, Oaks at home, 24. Is the mall going to be open next Sunday? Yeah, it is. 38-24, LSU over Oklahoma is my prediction. NFL. You got the Lie Downs taking on the Packers in Detroit. Looks like Green Bay will probably win the NFC North with a win over Detroit. my prediction, to be honest with you, is Frozen Chosen, 31, Lying Down, 20. Hopefully they'll find a way to fix the things that are hindering them from being successful. That is my hope. That is my wish for the new year for the Lions. If there's such a thing as a New Year's present, that would be the New Year's gift that I would want them to receive. Now, Spirit of Christmas, wanted to sing you a song that I don't think I've ever sang on the show yet. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our treasures, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a very little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the year, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas, merry little Christmas now. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. And I can dream, and in my dream, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. And every day's a holiday when I'm here with you. For the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Logs on the fire fill me with desires to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. Oh, just one wish on this New Year's Eve. I wish I were with you. I wish I were with you. And remember, folks, until next time, God first, God always, and Happy New Year. God first, God always. So long, everybody.